I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time to go prop shopping.
It is that time of day. Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Chris Ranji with you today on a Tuesday here. Game 6 NBA Finals coming up tonight. We'll talk to Ryan McDonough, our Odyssey NBA insider, coming up in about 20 minutes on Game 6 on the Suns, who he has believed in for the entire series and thought they'd win in 5. Obviously, their back's against the wall. Now, does Ryan think the Suns could come back? We'll get to all that and, of course, our lightning bets later on in the show with Vic from BetQL. So a lot to do here. But Chris, every day we spend some time going prop shopping. We look around baseball mostly, but obviously today we got an NBA game, a big one to throw on top of it to find our favorite props. Chris, why don't we start with the NBA? We'll work our way back to baseball. But we have game 6 tonight, Bucks -4.5, and 222 is the total tonight for the game. I'll give you a couple that stand out to me right off the top on prop shopping. The first one would be Giannis Antetokounmpo. 32.5 is his over-under for points tonight. He had 32 in game five. There was a point earlier this series, Chris, where he went over 40 a couple times, and I thought the over-under for his points moving forward kind of got out of whack. It's jumped to like 34.5, and I was like, that just seems too high, like to bet the over on that. But now that it's come back to 32 in a closeout game back at home, I like this one. I'm going to go Giannis over 32.5 points. I don't know if he's going to have 40 again, but I feel like he's going to be, the guy. And for the most part, his free throw shooting in this postseason, he was not great in game five, but, in this finals, I should say, it's been serviceable. It hasn't been 40%. It hasn't cost him a ton of points. I'm going to go Giannis, and I like the matchup. I like the way he's playing, and obviously, I got to imagine the energy he has tonight is off the charts. I'm going to go Giannis over 32.5.
Free throws serviceable, and he's even a little better at home. And I don't know if it's because people in Phoenix are counting poorly to 10 or 12 or what. By the way, those folks do not know how to count out 10 seconds because they are at like 15 when it's been actually 9 or 10. So I don't know if that messes with him at all, but he seems to do a little bit better when he's in his own building. So I agree with you. I was feeling, my gut feeling was like 34-ish points tonight. I agree with you. I don't think he gets to 40, but I think over 32.5 is really intriguing there. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's a sweet spot for the number. Yeah, I'm with you on the 34-ish. Like, if the number was 34.5, I'd probably just stay away. You know,
it's no fun
to bet the Giannis under. So I just would stay away and not bet it. But I will go the over 32.5. And let me throw this one at you, Chris. So Chris Paul, and this number stayed pretty steady here throughout the series. 21.5 is his point total tonight. He has gone under this number in 13 of 19 postseason games. I know he's had a couple here or there big ones, like when they closed out the Clippers and to start this series. But primarily, he's not been a guy that's scoring over 21 points a game. You know, desperation back against the wall maybe tonight. But the way Jrue Holiday's playing defense on him, I like the under.
Yeah, I do think defensively they figured something out, and it is as simple as just put Jrue Holiday on him and let him go to work. The only thing that makes me nervous about it, and I lean your direction on it, but it's the thing you mentioned. It's a closeout game. He knows that all this talk about legacy is going to be a thing. He doesn't want this to end just yet. So that in itself makes me a little bit more hesitant to go your direction, to actually put the money down on it. But I lean your direction for sure. He just hasn't been very good. I don't think he's right. And I don't think it's just Jrue Holiday. I think there is something wrong with him, whether it's his hand or whatever. He just doesn't look quite right. And he's working really hard to get shots. And they're not falling when he does get them.
No, they're not. And it just feels like he's frustrated here by
Jrue
Holiday and how he's playing him, which, you know, always makes it interesting to see if he could kind of get out of that thing. So I go under Giannis. I go, this would be over Giannis 32.5. I go the Chris Paul number under 21.5. The other one that I'm always interested in, Chris, and you know, there's been so many of these I've got burned on throughout the playoffs, but you know, just the volume of 3-point shots that Chris Middleton usually takes. Like when you find his number at 2.5, I'm always tempted at home to take Chris Middleton over 2.5 threes because, I mean, he usually shoots 7, 8, 9 of them. It's not like he's only shooting 4 or 5. He bombs up a lot of threes.
Yeah, he does. He's going to get the shot volume, which is why I'm probably not going to go with the 3-point prop, though I like your thinking in the process here. I am going to take the over 25.5. I think that's still where the point total is, because in games 3, 4, and 5, he's been averaging 29. And in order for the Bucks to win this series, it is going to have to be more of what we've seen over the last 3 games. It has to be a lot of Middleton. It has to be a lot of Holiday in addition to what Giannis has done, because he can't be the only guy on the floor producing. So I think Middleton has another big game tonight. That's why I feel pretty comfortable in the over 25.5.
Yeah, and it's amazing that total. You look at his number right now for the series. In the 5 games, he's averaged 25.4 points a game. Like he's right there. And that, you know, that factors in one game in game 2 where he was, you know, pretty off and only scored 11 points. And then the game 4 where he scored 40. That's obviously, you know, a little out of character. That's a lot of points. But when you, you know, average it out, it's 25.4. He's right there. And as far as the 3 prop, because I mentioned over 2.5, he's averaging 3 made threes per game in this series on 8.2 attempts. Like when you're bombing up 8.2 attempts, like I appreciate that because at least he's shooting, right? Even when he's had his tough night, like in game 2, he was 1 of 6. I have to think that Giannis and Holiday, they appreciate that, because if your number 2 guy's not shooting it, you're in trouble if your number 1 guy's, you know, having a tough night or in foul trouble. You need that guy to not be afraid.
Yeah, they have to. And sometimes I think that you could probably criticize Middleton and Holiday for at times being too aggressive in this series, maybe stupidly aggressive. But by and large, they've both been really good in the last 3 games. And that's why the Bucks are in this position, of course, to go along with what Giannis is doing. And speaking of Holiday, the assist total for him is 8.5. He's averaging 9 in the series. And that includes the first couple of games. So I like the over 8.5 for him tonight as well. So I'm really focusing on those two supporting cast players behind Giannis Antetokounmpo. I really like Holiday, the over 8.5, and I like Middleton 25.5 in points.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I'll throw one more at you, and I like those two. Sure. Let me throw DeAndre Ayton out there. So DeAndre Ayton's point total tonight is 16.5. It's minus 130, over 16.5, minus 105, under 16.5. I'm going to go with the under tonight, really for one particular reason. He really, in this series so far, has it's two games of 20 points, two games of 10 or less. It's been hit or miss for him in terms of his points and his foul. I mean, foul trouble has been a big part of it. He had four fouls in game number two, five fouls in game number three, four fouls in game number five. If he gets in foul trouble, it's just hard for him because he takes so few shots. It's not like he's out there, you know, throwing up 15, 16, 20 shots where you just know he's going to get his points. I mean, he's averaged 10.4 field goals attempted per game. You take him off the court for even a couple minutes, and if they have to take him out because of free throw, foul trouble, that's the shots he needs to get over. He needs to be on the court his close to 40 minutes. Otherwise, he doesn't get his enough shots to score.
Yeah, and I wonder, I know you've probably seen it already because it went viral a little bit, and it might have been after game two. I think it was after game two, and he wasn't having a particularly good game. And there's the video of Monty Williams mic'd up, who's pulled him aside and said, "Listen, I know you're down on yourself, and that's because you have high expectations. Go dominate. You don't have to have numbers to dominate." And I thought that was a fantastic coaching moment, like everybody else did. And I thought after that moment, it was going to translate into production, but it really hasn't. And I don't know, maybe he's being a little bit too aggressive physically, and that's why he's in these positions. But I don't feel like I'm going to touch anything with Ayton. And if I do, I lean your direction and going under.
All right, let's. You have any more game six, or you want to jump to baseball here, Chris?
There's one that I'm thinking about, and it's Bobby Portis with his point total of 7.5. I'm thinking of going over here because he's going to play a lot of minutes, and if he gets to that 17-minute mark, when he does, he's scoring about 9 points per game, just under 9 points. So if he gets the 17 minutes, which I think he will tonight, I think he reaches that over 7.5.
Yeah, what do you have? 11 in game three, 9 in game five. He's been pretty good. He's averaged, you know, about this or more in a lot of these games. I like that one. Portis has been one of the underrated stars of this series, you know, role player stars for the Bucks here. All right, let's jump to baseball here. We got a big slate tonight, including another Dodgers-Giants game, the Phillies and Yankees in a series that's big for both teams. You mentioned Darvish earlier on the mound against the Atlanta Braves. Baseball props that are jumping out to me right now. First one I will mention, and we do have a run line finally on the Red Sox-Jays, and it's going to be Thomas Hatch pitching for the Blue Jays, and a guy that's really struggled with everything since the sticky stuff came in, Garrett Richards for the Red Sox. I'm going to go early in this game. I'm going to go over four total runs first three innings of the game. Chris, I feel like we're getting runs on the board early, Red Sox and the Blue Jays. And then you don't have to worry about the relievers and matchups. Like, I just think these teams will score early, and then I'll kind of cash out and be happy after that.
Yeah, so you're not going to touch that 11.5, which is what's been posted for the game total. Right. Yeah, that's a little high.
That's a big number. That's a Coors Field number.
It is. I mean, I would lean toward the under on that, but I'm not going to touch it. I like the direction you're going in it. There's one. First of all, let's get this one out of the way that we mentioned earlier. The Nelson Cruz home run prop. I think you got to go for that, right? The 6-for-55 against Dallas Keuchel, and it's +175. If he hits a home run tonight, if you're looking for a home run prop, that might be your best bet of the night. In terms of pitching, I really like the Mets-Reds contest tonight. It's Wade Miley, and his strikeout total is 4.5. The Mets are a team that strike out about 24.5% of the time, which isn't, it's not a massive number, but it's on the higher end in the National League, and they hit .572. Their OPS is .572 against Miley. I like the strikeout total. I like going the over 4.5 for Miley against the Mets tonight.
Yeah, I like that one. That's interesting. And Miley is usually a guy that will pitch, you know, pretty bulk innings. Like he'll give you 5-6 innings, which, you know, he's not a gigantic strikeout guy. So you need innings, right? He's not going to achieve that in the first three innings. You need him to go into the fifth or sixth to get there. And he usually does. He's one of baseball's more underrated pitchers. That's a good one. Couple K props that jumped out to me. I mentioned Skubal, the lefty for the Tigers, young pitchers emerging here. He's averaged over 7 strikeouts per start dating back to right around the first week of May. So he's had a good run. You mentioned some of the big strikeout games he's had recently against a team like the Astros. And now he faces the Rangers tonight. They're not a good offensive team. You know, Gallo's their best guy, and he certainly could hit the ball over the wall, but he's got swing and miss to his game. So I'd like Skubal tonight to go over 6.5 strikeouts. And I'm going to hit Aaron Nola with over 6.5 strikeouts against the Yankees. A couple things on Nola. One, he's coming off the COVID list. Now, he did not reportedly actually have COVID. He just was a close contact to a player on the Phillies that did. So he had to miss a turn through the rotation. So it's a long gap. He hasn't pitched in a while here. But you look at his numbers this year, he's kind of had a weird year. I think some bad luck with defense. But his strikeout totals are up. I mean, he's racking up strikeouts. The Yankees are not whole right now. And they have a group of, you know, offense that is mostly right-handed hitters. I could see Nola tonight racking up some strikeouts against the Yankees.
It's a really great call, because if you go back through his last five games that he started, with the exception of the one where he got knocked around a little bit by the Giants and he only lasted into the third inning, the other four starts, 9, 12, 11, and 8. So he is striking out a lot of people. And I think that's a really great call on your part.
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's been, that's when the one thing this year hasn't been a problem is getting the swings and misses. And he pitched really well against the Yankees, I would say, about a month ago. These two teams played in Philadelphia, and Nola finished the series with a nicely pitched game. So he's got a good little history against the Yankees, and he's been racking up strikeouts. We'll see if the extra rest helps him or he's a little rustier in this game. So I like Nola over the 6.5 strikeouts. And let me throw a home run prop to kind of go along with yours that I'm looking at. So you took out the Nelson Cruz, 6 home runs.
That's obvious.
Yes. I mean, he's dominant. But how about another twin that has hit Keuchel pretty well? And that's Josh Donaldson. He has 2 home runs and a .500 slugging percentage against Keuchel. I always look for, you know, Keuchel, it's like he's a good pitcher. He's a crafty pitcher, but you know, he's that soft tossing lefty that if you get a slugging righty that kind of can pick up on his changeup, you can get him. So Cruz may get him, but also throw Donaldson in there and you can get him at +250. So you get a little more bang for your buck if you go that way. I think it seems like we both feel like the Twins are going to hit some home runs today off of Dallas Keuchel, though.
Yeah, and there's some added incentive, too, because I don't think there's a whole lot of like between Josh Donaldson and the White Sox. So I'm sure he would love to really get one off Dallas Keuchel tonight. There are two games that real quick, the numbers aren't up yet, but if you're looking for hit props tonight, I'd like to see what Matt Carpenter, what the number is for him against the Cubs tonight. That number has not been out yet, but I would be very interested in that. And also Justin Turner and AJ Pollock for the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. No numbers are out there, but against Alex Wood, they have been really good.
Ryan McDonough next, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.